Welcome to our Pace Show this Thursday. I hope you're all doing good and well. And we just have some awesome guests with us today in the studio. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Cassie. I am from America. I am touring around all of Faroe Islands, actually. So just visiting for a couple of weeks with GX International, which is like a hip-hop, dancing, skateboarding, rapping whole group. So we're a bunch of young, fun, rowdy people.
Amazing.
Yeah, my name is Angelina. And I'm from Ukraine, and I'm a student at ACT Academy International School in Denmark, and I'm visiting also for a month, so I'm being a part of PACE here in Faroe Islands.
Nice.
Hello, everyone. I'm Laisi. I'm here with PACE in Faroe Islands since August of 23. Yeah, yes, this is me.
Perfect. Well, I'm Lynn Marie. I think you know me. At the time, but if you don't. Today we're going to continue our new series called The Villains. And last week we talked about the snake or being tempted. How can we maybe see that there's temptation and how can we go against it? And this week is all about listen. So how can we listen to God? God's plans, what God wants for us. We're just gonna start right off with our first question. So yeah, guys, who's your favorite villain?
This is a good question. I think if I had to pick one, it's so hard, but probably Loki, just because he is so funny. And he's like one of those lovable villains where you're like, oh, he can kind of get away with it because he's funny and he's like mischievous. So
yeah, actually, I would say he's kind of an anti-hero.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for you guys?
Well, Loki was taken, so I guess I could go with Venom. He's not pretty, but I mean, he's funny. I would say he is.
Yeah. You, Lacey?
Also, my favorite one is Loki. But yeah, I love. I can say also Wanda, the witch. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good one. She has like a good story, not a good story, but yes.
Interesting
story.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's Darth Vader. Just because he was Anakin Skywalker before, and it's also kind of all about the story. Like, we all know the background stories of the villains we talked about. But do you guys think you could win against a certain villain if you were in a fight?
No way.
I don't think so. Not without Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe in Vanda we can pray in the name of
Jesus. Hey, there we go.
Yes, go for it. Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy because all the not superheroes, villains we picked, they have superpowers in a way. Mm. But not all villains do have superpowers. Like, if we just look in our world, there are a lot of bad people, as I would say. Mm. They don't need powers to be bad. They don't need anything. They're just existing. They made bad decisions.
Yeah.
Say that this way. We're going to dig deeper into our topic of how can we listen to God's plan. After our first song, it's Whom Shall I Fear by Chris Tomlin. So let's go.
You hear me when I call, you are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me.
Yeah, that was Whom Shall I Fear by Chris Tomlin. Yeah, so this week we're going to talk about the villains. We're going to continue in our series. Last week it was about being tempted, and this week is about listening to God's plan. We have some wonderful guests with us, and I think we're just going to continue with our third question. So I'm going to ask you, have you been in a situation where you knew you would take the victory over something, but the other person refused to give up or realize their own loss?
That's a tough question. I think yes and no. Like, I've been in a lot of situations where people have come against me, or like I've struggled with something in the moment, but not always have I had the faith to like get through it, or knowing like what the outcome would be. For example, just one small instance I can think of is like growing up, My oldest brother, he used to like really tear me down a lot with his words, just because he was so insecure of himself and didn't know his own value. I think that he would just put me down to make himself feel better. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that in the time. And so like growing up, I always like saw myself as really small and not good enough for anything that I did. And I saw myself with no value and felt like really worthless growing up. So it wasn't until like a long time down the road and I started to learn where my identity and my value comes from. And it wasn't in the words that my brother had to say. And so I think like in that moment, I didn't know it. And there was a lot of doubts and a lot of struggles, but I came out the other side and like had the victory, no matter how much my brother would come at me with his words or whatever, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What about you two?
Yeah, I think I can relate. Like in school, it was really hard and teenagers and kids sometimes are not the best people to be around. And yeah, I don't know if I knew about the victory, actually, if I could have it or not. So there was a lot of doubts and also like feeling not good enough. And yeah, whatever you start and it just doesn't finish what you expected because people didn't support or something. But then with time, I think I just learned to trust God and this passage in the Bible that says that all the revenge and everything, like it's just in God's hands. So mm-hmm. whatever you're worried, I guess, about, like, he'll just take care of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Lucy, do you have something to tell, or?
I'm about, like, we've played some games with, like, kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a competitive person. But, yeah, I think that moment can be an example about it, that when you like are playing some games, but you are winning, and the other ones are like try to
win still, but yeah, the but situation is
yes,
is over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason why I asked the question is because we're gonna talk about the Pharaoh of Egypt. And we're going to start off with a Bible passage. It's in Exodus 5:1-5. And Cassie, could you read this out for us?
Yeah. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with the sword." But the king of Egypt said, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their labor? Get back to your work." Then Pharaoh said, "Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working."
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, the Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt, and like at the time of the history, Egypt was one of the most powerful nations on earth, and yeah, the Pharaoh even had an entire nation of people living in his borders who were slaves to the Egyptians, which were also the Israelites, and the problem of the Pharaoh was that he held the Israelites tight in his grip, and he didn't really give them any kind of freedom. He just had them there as slaves, and he didn't want to give up on them easily. I think also most of the people know the story on how Moses and Aaron were there, and then the 10 plagues came and the Israelites got out of Egypt into the desert. But if we take a look what happened before, like all the time, all the effort of Moses and Aaron to get the Israelites out, it's just really yeah, amazing to see. Well, not amazing because it was plagues, but amazing on how God is faithful.
Yeah.
And yeah, you have to know in like in the past, the pharaoh was considered to be a kind of a god, mm-hmm. Sent to be on earth and to rule over his nation. So it's of course he was like, there's another god, no, can't be, mm-hmm. like, I'm the god, what do you want to tell me? So when we read further about what happened, there's the 10 plagues, and maybe someone of you, do you remember the 10 plagues? Can you count them?
Let's see. What we have, there was the blood, the frogs, there were the gnats, the flies, the livestock, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and then the death of the firstborn.
Amazing.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And yeah. I don't know, how would you, like, the first one was the blood. If that would happen to you, imagine you would be the pharaoh or someone of the Egyptians and you live there. How would you react when all of a sudden the Nile River turned to blood?
Man, I feel like I'd just be amazed, like, what happened? You know, like, that's your source of water. That's for everything, all of your livestock, like, you, your family, your kids, like, man, yeah, how do you purify that? Because it's tainted now. And so I think, I don't know, for me, I would almost feel like I would instantly be like, whoa, God is real. He is speaking. Something needs to change and happen because he's not happy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But for example, like you say, you would instantly believe in God, but they didn't, as you saw. And then other plagues came, and the crazy thing is, Aaron and Moses, they always told the Pharaoh before what would happen.
Yeah.
And then it came true. So that's another reason to believe in God. But no, the other plagues came. And then, for example, the first 5 plagues came. Would you guys, like, in the situation, would you go further and go on saying no to Moses and Aaron, to letting Israel go? When you see all that happened, when you see what the one God can do. Maybe you don't believe it, but there's something happening. Like, how can you explain what happened?
Yeah. It would be so hard to deny God's existence. And like you said, especially since Aaron and Moses, like, were telling Pharaoh before it happened, this is what's going to happen.
Mm.
Like, I don't know how you could not believe them. And then also, too, like, being Pharaoh, like, how could you let all of your people that you're responsible for go through all of that?
Mm.
Like, yeah, it would be so hard, I would think, because you're now responsible for that.
Well, I remember in the cartoon called Prince of Egypt, right? They have, they showed that Pharaoh had his sorcerers, like magicians, so they could do it, like the snake or the water, they actually could turn. So if that was a real thing, that I can understand maybe like a few first times, because like you should be really stubborn not to believe, you know. Like, and then maybe, I don't know, something just was turned in him and he was like, you know what, I'll go to the end. I will deny till the end. But it's just something maybe more spiritual, like maybe he didn't expect it from himself either, but it just came.
Yeah, true. But yeah, as we read over and over, God displayed his power and might, but the pharaoh's heart remained hard until the 10th plague came and struck, which was the death of the firstborn. And Cassie, you have a firstborn, I think.
I do, yeah. Four month old.
This is crazy. Like, imagine it would be your child.
Oh, I would be heartbroken. Absolutely heartbroken. I could not imagine. Like, just the love that you have for your child, that, yeah, having that taken away from you, that, yeah, it would be so hard.
Yeah. also the people surrounding you, like your whole GX team, they all love your child. So not only you would be heartbroken, but your husband and the whole team. And this is something that's not only, like all the plagues didn't only go for the Pharaoh, but for whole every Egyptian that was there.
Yeah.
And I think that's also one of the reasons why the Pharaoh then after the 10th plague struck, said, okay, I will let Israel go.
Yeah.
But then if we read more, maybe Angelina, do you want to read Exodus 14, 5 and 7 to 9?
14. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea near Pi Hahiroth, opposite Baal Zephon.
Yeah, well, so as we thought it would all be over, it wasn't. But God, he had his plan for them, for the Israelites, to go in the desert and to flee from the Pharaoh. And yeah, they did. And I think it was just a lesson to learn for the Pharaoh, not to get into God's way. I don't know if you ever experienced something where you were torn between two ways, and then decided for one way, and it, the signs, like signs, clearly said this isn't the right way, but you kept on going. Did this ever happen to you?
Yeah, totally. I think it happens to all of us at a point in time.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like somebody who's kind of grown up in the church or like, facing that moral debate in yourself of like, do I do all of the right Christian things or like live a good life, or do I, you know, do what I want to do and satisfy my own self? And I think to a stage in my life where I was kind of dealing with that and debating between, do I really want to like live for God or do I not? And I would go to church, I would do all the right things in that sense, but I was still living in the world and I was still like partying with my friends, drinking, smoking, all those kind of things. And it was like, yeah, this chaos inside of me that I knew it wasn't right, but I still wanted to do it because it felt good in the moment. But then afterwards, I would always come back to the Lord and be like, man, he is so much better than what the world has for me. And so, yeah, I think I'm so thankful for the Lord's persistence in, you know, forgiving me for all of those moments and yeah, just taking me back as his child, no matter what I've done. But yeah, I think that's definitely one of those things that we all like face those kind of choices in life at some point.
Yeah, definitely. Do you two want to add something? No? Okay. Well, I guess we're going to listen to another song. And after that, we're going to continue with our talk. And yeah, just maybe reflect on what happened, like what the Bible tells us what happened. And yeah, you can always write us a message. If you are in the Faroe Islands, we have a phone number. You can go on SMS or wherever. The phone number is 577777. And then you just write us a message. You can greet Cassie or Angelina or Laisi or even me. You can also write down your thoughts on the topic, whatever you might like. And if you're outside or if you want to use social media, we are also there. Place for Islands, or if you know us personally, we do have Messenger or WhatsApp or Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But let's listen to the song. It's called Pharaoh, Let My People Go by Brendan Lake.
I stand before the oppressor who wants to keep me in chains. I'll say my God is a God of freedom. Don't underestimate his strength. I hear that boast of the tyrant, seeing my back's to a wall. He drew his sword thinking it was over. Guess he don't know my God at all.
Welcome back to the Pace Show. Yeah, it's Thursday again. How fast can a week go by? It's crazy. we're in the middle of a series called The Villains. Today is all about listen to God's plan and what he wants for us. And we just talked a bit about the Bible story of how Moses and Aaron, like, the 10 plagues, but how Moses and Aaron always went to the Pharaoh and asked to let the Israelites go, but he always refused to let them go, even though he saw what God was doing and how he was working and all that. Do you guys can understand why the Pharaoh didn't quit, like, after each plague? His people were harmed, and it's crazy if I think that, like, I'm the team leader of my pace team, of our pace team, and we are four people, so I'm the fourth, so I have three other team members, and I don't want to say in the Faroe, but if people came to me and say, yeah, if you don't do this and this, I will harm your people, that's like, I would, I'm just shaking my head right now, because the lives of the people in my team, or also like if you think about people maybe you're responsible for, your family, just people you love, if you imagine something happening to them that's harming them, I would do everything just to take the harm away. And yeah, so can you, why do you think the Pharaoh quit?
Yeah, man, the only reason I can really think of is just pride. Being so prideful and stubborn at that. Because especially if, like, he's seen as a god in that time, and like, I'm sure he felt like he had to take that role as as like a god. And so there was probably this challenge of, like, the god of the universe is asking him to do something that is going to make him compromise himself as being seen as a god now. And so, yeah, I imagine it's like, I'm going to stand my ground because I don't want anyone to think of me as not this anymore. And yeah, being so prideful in a sense that he felt like he was on the same level as God himself.
Yeah. I think it's crazy, because as we have our God in the Bible, and we know him as a loving God who would do everything for us.
Yeah.
But then he himself thinks he's a God. But he's just like the definition, in a way, of the God he thinks he is completely different than our God.
Yeah.
That's what also amazes me, but about our God. Mm. Like he would do everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but at some point, like all of the great leaders, I would say, right? They just get corrupt. And that's what it is. Yeah, pride and all of the other stuff just enters. And then, like, all of the wars and all of this stuff, it was caused, and I don't think they were thinking about their people. So there's just other games.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a difficult question also, because in the Bible says that God, like, becomes hard, the Pharaoh heart, like it's
yeah.
And also it's a like difficult stuff to understand, because he already had the hard heart, but God also make it more hard. And then I really agree with you guys. It's just a lot of his heart.
That's a really good point, actually.
Yeah.
I think of, like, when we go through stuff, we kind of shut off our emotions when it happens over and over and over again, and we're experiencing something really hard or a trauma. And Pharaoh was watching all of his people experience such traumas through each plague that I'm sure it was totally that of his heart became hardened with every single one. It was just like another layer of hardening his heart, because I don't know, as a human being, like, how you can like see all of that and watch all of your people go through those things, including his own family, and not shut off your emotions at some point. To where you're like, you just don't care anymore. There's nothing there. It's emotionless. And so, yeah, you just kind of live your life in that way. So that's good.
Well, yeah. And there's also an old movie called Monty Python Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And it tells about a story about King Arthur's quest for the Holy Grail. And Lacey, if you want to take us into the story.
Oh my God.
Okay, I should. well, for King Arthur's quest, he was on a journey and he's confronted by an evil black knight who challenges him to a fight. And then King Arthur also, he has his sword and then he draws it. And within a few seconds, he cuts off the black knight's arm. But the black, like King Arthur offers him to back away. But the black knight refused to back away and just says, yeah, I have a scratch, but keep on fighting. I will win and all that. And they continued to fight, and King Arthur cut off the knight's other arm, but the knight refused to yield, saying it's just a flash wound. He refused to quit, and King Arthur cut both of his legs off, like the evil black knight's legs. Rode away to finish his quest. But still the knight shouted to him, come back here and fight me, I'll bite your legs off. And this is just crazy to me. I watched a movie really years ago, so I don't remember a lot, and I think you guys also didn't see it. But in that situation, is quite like similar to the Pharaoh. He didn't quit, and maybe it was because he shut off his emotions or because of his pride.
Yeah.
But it's just silly to keep fighting a fight you cannot win.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are you gamers, like not gamer like a computer, but board games.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, I really like games, and I'm a competitive player. So I kind of understand why people don't quit, because even if I see that there's a situation I cannot really come out of in a good way, I still want to win and fight.
Keep going.
Yes. But yeah. And I don't know, do you watch football or any kind of sport?
Yes, kind of. Are we talking about American football or
any type?
Yeah. My favorite is actually hockey, but yeah, it's a little bit more fast paced.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, that's good. And you guys?
Yeah, hockey.
Hockey also.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's go.
I've watched just the World Cup.
Yeah. Well, I also like hockey. Mm. But I personally also really like Formula One.
Ooh, yeah.
And if you watch the games of, for example, hockey, sometimes like the score can be really high. Mm. Of the team, and then if I don't know if you would be the trainer of the team, and you are really losing the game, would you still go for it and send your best people out to maybe take a win in the last 2 minutes, or would you just let your people rest and say it's call it a good game? In a way, call it a game and then, yeah, focus on the next one.
Yeah, I feel like in that situation, it would be like sending my people out to keep going after it even harder than before. So you could finish on maybe a higher note, even though you've lost, but you've still like, you've given it your all kind of deal. To know like, there's no regrets. We tried everything and we're losing with like dignity or with pride, if that makes sense. It's kind of a weird concept because you know you're already losing, but you're still wanting to like finish strong.
Yeah.
Even if you doubt that you will win or you will gain a point or something in the end, but if you're a trainer, a coach, you have to be for your people, you know, and cheer on them and still like find, I don't know, this encouraging words and all of that. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
We will continue after our next song with this topic and just go into some personal stories maybe, about how we can find out or, yeah, how can we listen to God, to God's plan for us, how was it in our lives and all that. So be tuned, and enjoy the song Let It Rain by KB.
Took a late stroll on a low tide for the lame folk on a boat ride. Came so that we won't die. Gave hope to the same folk that were hating on him. He a dope guy. Most try, but it don't fly. He the lamb and the goat. True and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it. Point blank, period. With a T on it.
Welcome back, you guys, to our Pace show. We are talking about the villains, villains of the Bible, and today is all about listen to God's plan. And we had some examples on how people, for example, the Pharaoh in the Bible, didn't listened to what God wanted, and then in the end he just lost. And we want to, yeah, we want to share just some maybe personal stories or more stories of the Bible, as an encouragement, kind of, for you, on, or that we also, like, we are here as missionaries, in a way. We do ministry work, but still we aren't the perfect people to listen to God or to always have an open ear for what he says, to find his plan. Also, we struggle, so we just want to take you closer into our stories or some of the Bible stories, just as an encouragement that you aren't alone out there, and that that with patience and prayer, God will just do its work in his timing. So, you guys, did God call you to follow his plan for you? How did it affect you? Do you have a story to tell there?
Yeah, totally. Man, this has happened so much throughout my life. I think of just like following the Lord calling me to something. I mean, for example, just being like a full-time missionary, that was a huge calling on my life, because I've been doing missionary work since I was probably about 15 years old, kind of off and on at different times. And yeah, it's been something that I've like done for a season, and then felt like I needed to be home for a season doing something a little different, and then I would go back to. And eventually, after me and my husband got married, it took a few years, but the Lord really kept like asking us to go all in. It was just a matter of timing. And so it was kind of a scary step to take, because us as missionaries, we actually live off of the support of the church. And so we rely on the church body to fund us, and we don't get a regular paycheck from day to day. And that, I think that step alone has been like a huge, huge moment of the Lord calling us to something that has required us to have faith that he is going to provide, and he is going to be the one who, to sustain us in our everyday life, which he has, because we've been full-time missionaries now for over 3 years, and we just had our first kid, and that brings a whole nother level of finances that need to be met. And I think it's affected every area of our life now, where we know, like, okay, when we are walking in the will of the Lord, he will always provide. And it might not be how we expect him to provide, but he's going to do it. That doesn't mean that we haven't had our moments of doubt, for sure, because there have been times where I'm like, man, I just want to go back to like a regular job, or like searching for all these different ways to find funding, so that way I'm not having to like rely on other people to fund us. And so, yeah, I think that just seeing God provide every time has been one of those things that I go back to and be like, okay, God, I know this is you gave us this word. You've always come through no matter what. Our rent is always paid every single month. So we're just going to trust you and trust that you're good, and you do what you say you're going to do. And I think it's been that like kind of having that same mindset through absolutely everything that we are called to, for example, as well. Since me and my husband got married over 7 years ago, we always knew we were going to have kids. And my mom had passed away like 2 weeks after we got married. So we waited to have kids for a while, because I always imagined my mom was going to be there. And so I needed to kind of walk through some healing first. And when I did that, it was like about 3 years ago now that we kind of got to a place where we're like, okay, we're going to start like trying for kids now. And we thought it was going to be an instant thing, because we've had so many people like pray over us for kids, so many different words. Like, we just knew we're going to have kids. It's going to happen. And so it took us like over 2 years to actually get pregnant. And in that time frame of when we were trying, it was like, okay, God, where are you? Because you said this was going to happen. Like, we know you're faithful and you're good, but why did it take 2 years, you know? And so we went through a lot of those different kinds of questioning, but also like always coming back when we have those questions and being like, no, God is good. He always provides. He's always faithful. When he says something, he's going to do it. It just might not be in our timing or look like we are, like, look how we wanted it to. And then, you know, we had our child last October, and she's the most precious, perfect little little child possible. But now I look back and I'm like, man, those 2 years were nothing. Like, for the lifetime that we're going to have with her, like, that waiting season, it was worth it. Mm. Like, God knew the exact timing as well. It all worked out perfectly for what it needed to be. So, yeah, I think it's kind of a long answer, but it's always going back to who is God and being firm in his character and not straying from that. We can have those questions and doubts, but always going back to who God is. And we can't know that unless we're reading the Bible as well. And so I think that's like the pinnacle for my life is reading the Bible, knowing who God is and walking out my life in that way of what his character is. So,
yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. This is kind of funny because, like, I was also going to talk about the money because I think so many people are challenged in that. Yeah. And I'm 24. And I think when I was about 13, 14, I was dreaming about missionary school or Bible school or anything. And in Ukraine, I don't think it's a very popular thing. We didn't have many missionaries or something. And if we found one, but it cost so much money, it was like, oh man, I have to give up because that's just impossible. We did try to reach out, but nothing really happened. I was like, well, I guess I'll just go to the university as any other person. So it's like, boring life. So yeah, I just went to the university. I still was thinking about missionary and all of this stuff, ministry. How do I get into this? And then honestly, this is very crazy, but when the wars started and I went to Denmark and I was there for a couple of months without no money, with no support, because the state just, it took forever, government to figure out all of these laws and what we do with the Ukrainians and all of that. And there was a church, there is a church, still my church, and they were helping a lot. And every single day, you just learn to trust God. You don't know what's going to happen, like where you're going to live and all of that. And then suddenly I heard about this school where I am at. And at ACTS, I've been for a year. It's my third semester and it's been all provided. So I just had to wait for 10 years. And even just this, sometimes I thought that it was just a silly dream because my sister also was, every other Christian wanted to become a missionary or something or Bible school, and yeah, it probably will just go away or something, but I was just hoping that one day it will happen. And I didn't expect it to happen in Denmark in such a great school, and just everything is so different from what I could imagine. And I think what I learned is definitely that even if it feels like you're walking on water, which is probably exactly what it is, like, you just know that every step, like, he'll be there. He'll take care of everything you do. So, yeah, if you struggle with that, just keep trusting God, because there's nothing that he cannot cover, he cannot provide for, or, yeah, he'll be there.
That's good. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes. I think through my life, I've learned that every single thing that happens, it's just in God's hands. Like, if something happens good, it's God. It's some things had not so good, it's God. And then I just believe that God is working all the time. And yeah, I just believe in it that I'm in the plan of God, yes. And his hand is above us and take care of us. And I just want follow him all the time. And yeah, that's it.
Nice. Actually, to that, I have a Bible verse. It's in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and no harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. I think that's so encouraging for us to know. And all these stories just tell us that this Bible verse, it's true. And also for myself, I always wanted to do like a gap year after school and outside of Germany. And I didn't know what to do. And then I found PACE and I applied. And I applied in October of 2022 for the year 2023-24. But there was a lot happening with PACE Germany, with myself. And so I didn't know until June what was happening after my year of school, like after my graduation. And then in June, in the end of June, all of a sudden there was an email, yeah, we still have your application, do you still want to do a mission year? And this was in a time where I was really, really doubting all of my plans, my potential plans for after school. And I was like, oh yeah, that came in the right situation. God, I think that's you. And then I had to choose a country. There weren't a lot of countries left because of visa and all that. But there was also the Faroe Islands. And I kind of knew that God wanted me to be here. And that's how I got here. And it's all like in this season of... I started my application, or this period of time, I started my application in October 2022 to June 2023. Where I didn't know what to do after graduating, where I didn't know, do I work, do I study, do I go maybe to Bible school? God just provided. And in His timing, that's what I had to learn. Like, His timing is perfect.
Yeah.
And it all, like, even if there's something bad, we can always learn from it. Yeah. And... all to hear just all of the stories of you is great, but how would you say did you get through this time of waiting? Like, you all had to wait in certain ways and some time. So was there something practical that helped? Yeah,
totally. I think for one, just being grateful, like, having a heart of thankfulness can really change your situation or like how you see your situation. And so no matter what, like for me, I would always have to go back to being like thankful for even the smallest things, even if it's just like, thank you, God, that I woke up today. But I just had to reposition my heart and think about the good things rather than focusing on like the hard negative part of waiting. Or even some of those questions that happen in waiting that I think tend to be our self talking to us. And even sometimes the enemy, just like, it's like the Garden of Eden when the enemy came in and started to talk to Adam and Eve when they were alone. Like, hey, did God really say that? Like, I think that we can kind of get in that headspace too. So yeah, going back to having a heart of thankfulness. And then, I think super practical as well is just reading the Bible. Like that, the Bible is like the living word of God, and it can transform and change your heart and your mind. And so I think that, yeah, like going back to that, we can learn who God is and see other people walking through situations that we've walked through in the Bible and be encouraged by that. And it also actually does change like the way we think, restructuring some of the neurons and stuff like that. It's crazy how the scientific part of it works, but yeah, I think that's just a really easy thing that we can do always.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. For me, it was just probably keep up doing things that I was doing, like serving in church, being faithful still, and not giving really up on the dreams, or like if you know that this is something and it's still there no matter what is happening through the years, and yeah, it's probably God's call, and then it will happen. So, and he was blessing so much on the way, like meeting new people, going to another maybe church conference and all of the stuff. You heard about this, you heard about that, and then you have so much to share when you are in the place where you wanted to get to. So you just, if it's God's call, it will happen. So you're just hoping.
I think it's the same. just enjoy what is happening right now. Because sometimes I think that I was waiting for something so big, but always have something little or normal or common that it's happening that can teach us a lot about God, about life. And yeah, I pray like that. Jesus, just help me to enjoy today and learn learn with you today, or teach me love my neighborhood today, stuff like that. Just be open for today, what is happening right now, and enjoy it. And
awesome. As you all talked, I had a verse in my mind. It's in Psalms 118, verse 24. It says, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." And I think this all sums it up a bit on what you guys talked about. Just to be thankful, grateful, and look in the little things, see these and be thankful for them. And also, if God wants you to do it, He will provide. Yeah. He will make it happen in His timing.
Yeah.
But don't wait forever, because sometimes you think there's a big thing happening and it's just not coming, and then you're stuck in a place.
Yeah.
So what I would say is, look right now where you are at. Look around you. Where can I start to help? Where can I maybe, if you, for example, want to do ministry work, go search for a church and serve there.
Yeah.
If you want to do something different, inform you, like, search for it, but don't just be sitting around at home and waiting for something big to happen, because you also need to put some of the effort in it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I think if you don't want to add something, we can slowly close in prayer. Should we do that?
Yeah, definitely. Also, can I do a little plug for the shows? So for all of the listeners, we would love to invite you guys this weekend to two shows that my team has coming up. So tomorrow night and Saturday night, we both have a free show, which is going to be hip-hop dancing, rapping, skateboarding. It's going to be an awesome, fun time, great for the whole family. So we'd love for you guys to come hang out, see us. I might need some help with the name of the locations. The one tomorrow night is at
Klaxvik.
Thank you. And then the one on Saturday night is at Leuven?
In Høyvik.
Oh.
Yeah. Høyvik, Leuven, but it's...
Perfect. Yeah. You got it. Thank you. they will be at 8 p.m. each night. We would love for you guys to come hang out with us. We have some amazing, amazing performers that will be there that have come from all over the world just to be here for you guys. Yes. Would love for that. But I will pray to close us. And yeah, Jesus, we just thank you for this time. We thank you that you are so good always, despite our circumstances. No matter what villains we have in our life, God, that you are still the one who has the victory. Father, I pray that for every single listener out there, that they would just know that you have victory over every single one of their circumstances. God, that they would turn to you for comfort, for peace, for finances, for wisdom, whatever it may be that they're they're struggling with right now, that they see as a type of villain in their life, Father, would they just come to you and find their rest, find the answers to everything, God? Yeah, I just thank you for each one of them. Would you just bless them right now, wherever they're at, in their homes, their cars, their work? Yeah, that they would see you all around them, Father. That you would draw them close to you. That they would come to know who you are by reading your word. Yeah, I just thank you for each one of them. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Super nice. Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for attending today.
Yeah, thank you.
It was awesome. I hope you also enjoyed. And for our last song, maybe you can introduce what your husband does. And then.
Yeah, totally. So my husband is a rapper. He's going to be at the two shows that we have this weekend. And so he has been doing music for 20 years now. Yeah, traveled all over the world performing. He doesn't do it for a job or anything. He just does it because he loves it. And it's really what God has gifted him in. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy his music. You can find it on Spotify, find it on YouTube, find it pretty much on any streaming service. So, yeah, his name is D-Ro, D-R-O.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, we're going to listen to one of his songs. And we hope we'll see you all at the two shows of GX.
Yeah.
Well, see you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yo, this one's to any hater, anybody who be talking down on you. All you gotta do is tell them, be quiet.
Another album, homie, and you know I'm ready. Yo, it's grizzly season, but you softer than a teddy. Woo. Iron sharpens iron, now I'm looking like I'm Freddy. Uh-huh. And I battle every day, and I ain't talking about the Getty.
Come on.
My crew rolls deep, you could call it rock steady. My life is too short, ain't no time in being petty. Uh-huh. I'm blessed with a golden girl, I ain't talking Betty. Yeah. A fast and furious flow, nope, no Letty. We ain't the same level, gotta cross our ways a ton. Woo. In every single season, yes, I'm ready, player one. This ain't a tan, homie, but I'm living for the sun. Uh-huh. I'm a son of the king, so you know I'm having fun. Dinosaur daily, I ain't talking about a gun. Fun. Them haters keep it tracking, I ain't talking about a run.
Nope.
Big Hispanic with the flow, and I ain't talking pun. Uh-huh. From milk to meat, and I ain't talking on a bun. When I seen him on the block, I told him be quiet. He tried to break me down, but I told him be quiet. Spreading all those lies, and I told him be quiet. Tell him be quiet. Shh, be quiet. I seen him on the block, and I told him be quiet. He tried to break me down, and I told him be quiet. Spreading all those lies, and I told him be quiet. Tell him be quiet. Shh, be quiet. Now I got him hooked and I ain't even using real.
What?
You could check the gram, certify that I am real.
Okay.
Act for a video, yeah, I'm talking real. Uh-huh. I express with my words, so I hope that you can feel.
Come on.
Faith in my father could care less about a deal.
Let's go.
Care about my culture like I was Jordan Peele.
Yep.
I'll make a demon two-step when I hold the steel. I got the fit cap all black without the shield.
Woo.
Yes, I'm still with it. Flat bill fitted.
Come on.
John Wick flow, so
come
you
on.
Know God lit it.
Come on.
Off the top, like the Red Queen did it.
Uh-huh.
I was once guilty, then my Christ acquitted. I never gave to
what?
I was forgiven. That's the reason, homie, I'm still living.
Yep.
He lit my path, homie, why are you tripping?
Why?
He gave us grace, so tell me why you still sinning?
Go.
When I seen him on the block, I told him be quiet. He tried to break me down, but I told him be quiet. Spreading all those lies, and I told him be quiet. Tell him be quiet. Shh, be quiet. I seen him on the block, and I told him be quiet. He tried to break me down, and I told him be quiet. Spreading all those lies, and I told him be quiet. Tell him be quiet. Shh, be quiet. There was a lot of downtime. Talking, but I'm here now.
Woo.
We want more, boy.
That's
all I hear now. I got the squad with me, and we heaven bound. About to go to war like I hear that trumpet sound. Try to hide, not seek. Then I was found.
Huh?
Put God in a box, but he's always around. God is my plug. I ain't never coming down.
Nope.
I joked about my life, and now I got a crown.
Uh-huh.
You straight profiling, but you will never know.
Never.
The great I am is what defines me. Still winning on the couch. You could call me Kobe. Life after death. Heaven is where I'll be. Spit it how I live it. Notorious B.I.G.
Uh-huh.
Self-proclaimed rappers is all I see. Sin creeps, ministry killed softly.
What?
Sin creeps, ministry killed softly. When I seen him on the block, I told him be quiet. He tried to break me down, but I told him be quiet. Spreading all those lies, and I told him be quiet. Tell him be quiet. Shh, be quiet. I seen him on the block, and I told him be quiet. He tried to break me down, and I told him be quiet. Spreading all those lies, and I told him be quiet. Tell him be quiet. Shh, be quiet.